98FM's Dublin Talks. Live. Weekday mornings from 10 with Adrian Kennedy.
Never miss a podcast. Just hit subscribe.
Name a job or career that is traditionally male-dominated. You very rarely see a woman doing the job. Do jobs like that still exist, where it's mainly men who do it? How many can you name? And we'd love to hear from you if you are a woman who works in a job where it is mostly men working. The reason I'm asking this, it was announced yesterday that employers will be paid more to take on women as apprentices under a new plan aimed at boosting the number of women working in trades. Now, under a new scheme, all employers will get a €3,000 grant for every apprentice employed, but they will receive increased state funding if they take on a woman. Now, on top of this, an extra bonus grant of €3,000 will be given to employers who hire female apprentice plasterers, plumbers, butchers, mechanics, sous chefs, industrial electrical engineers and other trades, which are currently 80% male or more. Do you think this is a good idea? And why do you think that all the careers mentioned are full of men with very few women? Like, why do women not want to be butchers or plumbers? I'd like you to send me a WhatsApp right now to 0877 98 98 98. And I'd particularly like to hear from you if you are a woman who works in a job that is predominantly men. So you're one of few men on a building site, or you're one of you're one woman amongst many men in a butcher shop or whatever. Send me a WhatsApp right now to 0877 98 98 98. And I want to find out why traditionally women don't want to be butchers or plumbers. For example, I've a niece. She's 21. And she is into building garden sheds and mixing cement. And she did work for us the other day, and she spent a whole day mixing cement. And it's unusual to see. She was brilliant. She's absolutely brilliant at what she does. But it was unusual to see a woman mixing cement. And then I got to thinking, why is it that unusual? So if you work in a profession, if you're a woman who works in a profession that is predominantly men, I'd love to hear from you. And do you think that the government is right to be offering companies grants of €3,000 to encourage them to take on more female apprentices, like plasterers or plumbers or butchers or mechanics or sous chefs or industrial electrical engineers and other trades which are currently 80% male or more? Send me a WhatsApp right now to 0877 98 98 98, 0877 98 98 98. Send me a WhatsApp and let me know if you are a woman who works in a profession that is predominantly men. This is interesting to start off with. Let's have a listen to this one.
Hi guys, sorry I can't come on, but my husband is a building surveyor, and when he was in college, out of, let's say, I think it was 25 men, there was only one woman, which she dropped about half through the second year. So yeah, you don't see too many, although the job is not actual physical and hard, it's just, I don't know why, it's just mostly men.
And we want to find out why it is mostly men. Send me a WhatsApp right now to 0877 98 98 98. Sandy, you're on 98FM. Hi, you, Sandy.
Hi, good morning, Adrian. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Well, what did you want to say on this?
Yeah, I was just saying about the building crisis as well. Men actually feel less dominant if a woman comes on and does a man's job on a construction. I work in a DIY store in the Midlands, and but I'm actually a cleaner there, to be honest with you. I won't name the DIY store. But I see women there that are staff members, and they're actually doing men's jobs as well. And there's no discrimination there whatsoever. But it's absolutely brilliant. Women can actually do it. And let me tell you, when a woman does it, she can do it second properly.
In other words, they do a better job when they actually put their mind to it.
I think they do, yeah. Yeah.
So why do you think it is so rare? You do see it, but it is rare to see a female plumber or plasterer or, you know, you look at any of the big building sites when they're open and you see very few women in manual labour jobs. Why is that?
I think because some men are sexist. They think that women can't do it, and they absolutely can. Mm. Like, I have never, ever seen, there's a coal man, right? But you've never seen a coal woman. You know, stuff like that, you've never seen them.
No.
Yeah. And it's about bloody time those women got up off our back, guys, because years ago a woman couldn't go out and work. But now that we can... Yeah, we're well able to do it.
And theoretically, there is no discrimination in any job. So, so do you? You'd be in support then of this government scheme to offer employers a €3,000 bonus to hire female apprentices?
Well, I think male and females should all be paid the one rate. Like, there shouldn't be any sexist there about wages or anything. They should all be paid the same, yeah.
No, of course they should be paid the same, but this is to encourage companies to take on more females in apprentice roles.
Oh, definitely. 100%. Yeah, definitely. Women want to get out and work, and women aren't afraid to work. There's some women out there that would just... Sorry, my dog in the background. Would prefer to go out and work rather than the being at home. They would.
And could you ever see yourself doing like manual labour?
Well, I do it at home, so yeah, I do. I do it in work as well. I would. Yeah, I'd even in work an odd time now. They'd ask me to fix electric, and
not a bother on you. A bother. Yeah. So you reckon it's. It kind of was a traditional thing, but more women should be going for these jobs that are traditionally male jobs.
Yeah. And it should be called manually. It should be rephrased to something else because the man word is in there. Yeah, definitely.
All right, good to talk to you, Sandra. 0877 98 98 98. I'd like to hear from you if you are a woman who works in a traditionally male-dominated role. Find out what you do. And do you support this idea of... some people have described this as sexist. Because it's sexist against men. But the government is to offer companies €3,000 grants to hire female apprentice plasterers, plumbers, butchers, mechanics, sous chefs, industrial electrical engineers, and other trades which are 80% male or more. Now, Aaron, good morning.
How's it going, Adrian?
Good, thanks, Aaron. Aaron, you are a plumber.
I am. I'm an apprentice myself.
An apprentice plumber, good man. And do you work with many women?
I don't, actually. I've been in the trade now over the year and I haven't seen one woman in it, unfortunately.
Not one?
Not one.
Now, plumbing is, it's a great skill to have. I've nearly flooded my house when I've tried to do it myself. So, you know, it is a very particular set of skills. But it's a job that strikes me that any woman could do just as well as any man. Would you agree?
I mean, with the right training, it'd be possible, all right, Adrian. But I do feel that it's very physical. Like, it's a very physical job. And, as you know, like, just like... Biology was men are a lot like more physical than women, and that's just like due to biology. But
mind you, I described a couple of minutes ago how a niece of mine is doing some work at our house, and she's involved in the building game. And she spent a whole day mixing cement, not a bother on her. And it was very impressive to see, I have to say. So the point being, that's a very physical job, and not a bother on her doing it.
Yeah, that's, as we said, like, I said in the message, like, I'd love to see more women in the trade, like, it would become a lot more diverse then.
Mm.
It's just, I feel like a lot of women a lot of the time also just don't apply for anything.
No, and I would agree, that probably is the case, that, you know, women, when they hear of jobs like plasterers or plumbers or butchers or mechanics or whatever, yes, we do have female plasterers, plumbers, butchers and mechanics, but not very many, and you're probably right, because an awful lot probably don't apply for it.
Exactly, yeah, and we'd love to see them apply for that, and that's where I feel like the €3,000 grant is a great idea.
To try and encourage companies to look for more women.
Exactly, yeah. It's made the trades a lot more diverse then.
All right, very good. Good to talk to you, Aaron. How's your first year apprentice, is that right?
Yeah, I am indeed. Yeah.
So long before you're a full plumber.
Ah, yeah, a long way now, but we'll get there slowly and surely.
Are you enjoying it?
I'm loving it, yeah.
Are you? Very good. Yeah,
yeah, because, brilliant.
I mean, it's another problem that we've had over the last couple of years is not enough people going for trades, full stop, yeah, be they men or women. What made you decide to do it?
We've always had an interest in it, Adrian. You know, like, you open up your hot press and you're staring at your cylinder, and I used to wonder to myself, like, what?
How the hell does that work?
Exactly, exactly. So,
very good. Like I said, I look at people that I know that are skilled builders or whatever, and I'm in awe of them because they have skills that I haven't a clue about. For example, we had to move a garden shed the other day, yeah?
Really?
And I wouldn't have had a clue how to do it. And my brother-in-law came along, and he's a builder, and he set up this whole roll system to roll the shed up the garden. Not a bother. I wouldn't have had a clue how to do that. So yeah,
that's all it is.
They're great skills to have. They really are.
Definitely, yeah.
All right, great to talk to you, Aaron. And in a couple of years, I'll have you around to rewire our boiler.
That's no problem at all.
All right, great to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed. Now, Darren, you're on 98 FM. How are you, Darren?
Good morning, Adrian. How are you?
You think that for a lot of these jobs, women don't want to get dirty?
No, I think that's what it is. You know, women nowadays, it's all about their nails, their hair and all. So they were in that kind of position. They say, oh, look at me nails. Oh, look, I'm about to break the nail. Oh, my hair is full of dust.
Yeah, that might be some women. It's not all. And I already gave you the example. I gave you the example of my niece the other day mixing cement for hours on end, and she was brilliant. I was in awe of her because I wouldn't have a clue how to mix cement. Not a notion.
I'd actually like to see a lot more women coming on board.
And that's exactly what Aaron just said a second ago. He thinks that more women should become involved in, for example, the building game.
The government should even put an advertising out there, which we're probably going to do now, but I mean, it should have been done years ago. And even Dublin Bus and the Lewis are trying to get more women on board now, because it's the same with them. They've more men than they have women. And they're trying to get more women to come on board now and drive the buses and drive the Lewis. Like, you know?
But you reckon it's nothing to do with any sort of sexism, it's that women themselves haven't been applying for these jobs?
Women can do the job as good as men, Adrian, no doubt about it, like, you know?
Absolutely, and like I said, my niece the other day was like, oh my God, you're unbelievable. She was brilliant.
The same my own wife there, who was decorating the bedroom there last week, and there's no way was I touching the wallpaper, because wallpaper is obviously, I'll paint anything, but now I just stood back and just let her do what she does best.
All right, thanks very much indeed, Darren. 0877 98 98 98 is our WhatsApp number. And if you're a woman, would you ever consider working as a plumber or a plasterer or a butcher, a mechanic, a sous chef? Because it's all men ringing in so far, which is interesting in itself. I'd like to hear from more women. Would you like to work in one of those trades? And if not, why not? Because you just heard Darren believes women don't actually want to apply for these jobs, and that's why they don't apply. 0877 98 98 98. Danielle sent me this.
Hey guys, I don't think it's necessarily that they won't take on women. I don't think there is that many women applying for those jobs. I would hope, and I don't think it would happen in this day and age, that people would turn away women for a butcher's job or electrician job. But I wonder how many people are actually applying and studying for those type of things.
That's the question, isn't it? And yeah, you're probably right. Employers are to get a €3,000 grant for every female apprentice employee they hire, but they can't hire them if they don't exist, if they're not applying for the jobs. So if you are a woman, would you or have you applied for a job, an apprenticeship like plasterer, plumber, butcher, mechanic, sous chef? And if not, why not? 0877 98 98 98 is our WhatsApp number. Jay, you're on 98 FM. How are you, Jay?
Good morning, Adrian. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. What did you want to say on this?
Well, I've sent in a message there, actually. I don't know of any female sparks, chipper or chippies, plumbers, brickies, mechanics. But there's no reason why they shouldn't be able to go in and do these jobs. I've got two daughters. I've got a granddaughter. I've always encouraged them to, you know, do whatever they want to do, you know, as regards a career. Anything is achievable. On the converse side, if you look at the other side as well, men don't work, for example, in creches or Montessori teachers or anything like that. You know,
well, in fact, I've just gotten a message in about exactly that. A lady called Tara, I'll play her message in a second. They can't find a male creche worker. They just can't find one.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. So I don't know why that is. But the physicality, a lot of the jobs we're talking about here are trades, and there is there's a physical element involved. But nothing, you know, with power tools and everything else they have now, nothing that isn't insurmountable for them that they couldn't do that job. Mm. Like, I mean, there are certain professions, obviously, women have to work that harder in to achieve recognition, which is shouldn't be the case. But they do have to work in certain situations where they have to work that bit hard to prove themselves. There's not a level playing field. But, I mean, as you remember back in, I think it was only in the 70s it changed, Adrian. I think it was 30 civil service and previous with the banks. When you got married.
Yeah, that was it. You had to go.
You had to do your job.
Yeah.
Which is absurd. And I told my daughters this and they just laughed at me. They wouldn't believe that this was possible. But we've come a long way. We've come such a long way as regards equality. And I wouldn't really foresee any reason why a woman shouldn't be able to go in and do a trade or whatever she wanted to do.
And like I was saying, if it's a case that... So the government are offering grants to employers to hire females in roles that are dominated over 80% men, mm-hmm. but they can't get that grant if they can't get the women to apply for the jobs.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's probably a mindset that's out there. Mm. I think over generations that the physical work was always done by the men. The old kind of hunter-gatherer thing, you know. But I think that attitude is slowly changing. And as I said, I don't know any tradesperson that's female. As I said in my message, I know some really good kind of these articulated drivers, female bus drivers, female taxi drivers. So they can do certain work. I mean, and there's no reason why they can't do.
Well, like I said to you, Jay, you can't get much more manual than mixing cement. And I saw my 21-year-old niece doing it last weekend, and she was unbelievable.
Yeah.
She was better than I would be.
Yeah, I'm useless at stuff like that.
Yeah, so am I.
You know, so I'll put my hands up. If I need something done, I get a spark, or I get a chippy, or a plumber. I don't mess with stuff I don't understand, you know. No. But certainly there's no reason why women can't do it. I think it is, a lot of it is down to social conditioning, Adrian, you know.
Yeah, and so basically it is up to women themselves to break down that barrier and start applying for this sort of work.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they should, and there's no reason why they shouldn't. You know, and certainly the incentive is there for employers as well to utilise the offer there that the government is making and, you know, start employing more women, more female apprentices. There's no reason why women can't do this job. I think one of your callers just previously, just listening, was on about that there's an element on my nail and the beauty thing, and I don't know. I think that women could work with that, you know, work Monday to Friday and then just glam themselves up on the weekend or whatever they do, you know.
All right, so more women need to be applying for these jobs. Mary, I'm going to talk to you straight after the break. You've no problem getting down and dirty.
Within reason now.
Within reason, all right. Yes. Stay there for one second, Mary. I'll talk to you straight after the break.
98 FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Hi, I just wanted to say, if you were going for a job as a mechanic, would you be taken seriously? Because I've gone into a car garage with my car and arrived in and... this man arrived in behind me and he got served first. So my point is, like, if you were a qualified mechanic as a woman, would you be taken seriously? Or, I don't know, is there any women mechanics out there? It would be interesting to see what their job and their role is like. Okay, thank you.
All right, Sue, thanks very much indeed. Gabrielle?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Gabrielle. How are you? Now, you, it says on my screen here, you're 48 years old and applied for carpenter jobs and electrical apprenticeships, and you were refused for all of them.
Yes.
And do you think that's because you were a woman?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's, first of all, it is because I'm a woman, and the second is that all the labours they have here in where I live in Norway, they are... from Bulgaria or Polish or somewhere else. So they are not interested in, first of all, taking in a woman and not knowing the risk of maybe I get ill or I have a child, so maybe that's another issue for them. So I think it's quite a shame because...
Okay, so you would like to be an electrical apprentice or a carpenter?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I would do it, absolutely.
And do you have any skills in that area?
I don't, but I just want to work, and I would like to work on a building site because that would probably guarantee me for the next 20 years that I can actually work.
Mm, yeah. Okay, so the point being that in Norway, you've applied mm-hmm. for all these jobs, but haven't yes. been successful in getting any of them.
No, nothing.
So what do you think of the idea that... The idea that they're introducing here in Ireland, where employers will be given a grant of €3,000 to take on somebody like you.
It's fantastic. It's fantastic. If I would be in Ireland, I would straight away, I would go to the next places and put my application in, and hopefully they would take me. I would love to have the opportunity.
Well, come back to Ireland, come over to Ireland and start applying for jobs here.
It's okay, thank you.
All right, thanks very much indeed, Gabrielle. Troy sent me this.
Adrian, it's the same reason why you never see a man on a flash ad cleaning the floor with them up, or you never see a man for like personal or something for doing the clothes. It's just the kind of, it's been going on for so long, that's what people associate with, you know, women with nurses, and you never see any men nannies there, and people would think it would be weird, so... You know, it's the same thing.
All right, and in fact, this is the point that Tara was making.
Hi, guys, good morning. I know it's different to what you're talking about, but I really think it would be great if men were encouraged to get into childcare. There is no men working in preschools, Montessoris, and I really think it would be beneficial for, you know, children who might not have a positive male role model in their life. I've always found it to be such a pity that men aren't in childcare, and it would be great to see them encouraged to go into that career field. Thanks.
And Tara, the sad thing about what you're just saying is that some people nearly question the motivation of a young man wanting to get into childcare. It's bizarre. And it's sexism in reverse. Mary, you're on 98 FM. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Adrian.
So, Mary, you've no problem getting down and dirty, within reason, as you said.
Within reason.
Yeah.
No, when I was younger, my dad had his own sheet metal work company and, you know, all the fixing cars, all that kind of thing. And every single Saturday morning, I used to get up with him. Oh, it was brilliant. Mm. Just put on the oily rags and just, you know, he showed me how to be a mechanic. And I just loved it, you know.
And did you ever pursue it?
I wanted to. And then it was sort of, I don't know, you know, kind of, then I wanted to be a beauty therapist. But I always wanted to be a truck driver.
Yeah.
Or a train driver or a mechanic.
And you didn't do any of them, obviously?
No.
So why is that? Is it because there weren't any other women doing those jobs? Or, is that the reason?
Yeah, kind of. I suppose when I was in school, like, and I said it was like, oh, that's not really...
Yeah, that's for
really
men, yeah.
For a woman,
because I've just gotten a message in a moment ago saying, personally, I'd love to see more female mechanics because I'd certainly go to one.
Would you?
But no, this lady who sent in the message from a lady, would love to have more female mechanics, for example.
Yeah, it'd be fabulous. Because I know when I go in, like, to a garage or whatever and get a tire done or whatever, you feel very uncomfortable as a woman, as if, you know...
They're going to rip you off.
No, you know nothing about this, so you just stay in your car or stand outside and we'll just get on with it, you know.
Does that still happen?
Yeah, it does. It does.
Well, hang on there for one second. Stay there for one second, because I want to talk to a woman who actually works in a garage, and that's Kelly, working as a mechanic. Kelly?
Good morning.
Good morning, Kelly. How are you?
Good, how are you?
So you work in as a mechanic in a garage that your dad owns, and how's that going for you?
I mean, when I initially started in summer, when I started, I don't really fix the cars now, but I do sell car parts. When I'd ask people if they need help, they'd like, not really from you, you know, they'd ask where my dad was.
Oh, really? They'd look right over you?
Yeah, like I got a few looks, like, yeah, no, you can't help me and things like that. And, you know, when I said my dad owns the place, they're like, oh, they changed their attitude then because they know that the boss was my dad.
Yeah,
so.
But only for that, if you were just an average 19-year-old working in that garage, they'd completely look over you.
Yeah, I mean, when my dad's not there, they do that anyway. They don't. They wouldn't, you know, look at me to ask, where's the mechanic, or, you know, where's the boss, or can someone else help me? And I'm like, you know, I'm qualified. I can't help you.
So how does that make you feel as a woman? And is this part of the reason that a lot of women choose not to get into jobs like these?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, when I first began, I was very close to just saying, you know, if you're not going to ask for help, I won't be here to help you. You know, like, it did make me want to go home a few times. But I did want to prove a point and say, I am more than capable of helping you. And, you know, if you got it wrong, they'd be like, can someone else just help me? You know, that kind of thing. And, and I mean, as well, you know, when you're younger as well, women are never told about being mechanics or any of this manual labor thing. You're always kind of told about these more teachers or doctors or things like that. It's never kind of put in your brain that you can do manual labor jobs. And I think that...
So is that why you think a lot of women don't apply? Because they maybe won't be taken seriously?
Oh, 100%. And it's never something that is offered to you. You're never, you know, you're never told it is something that is possible.
So have you thought about trying to buck the trend and become a mechanic?
I mean, I definitely do it because of my dad. I do like to help, but, you know, being in this industry, I don't think it would be something for me, but I definitely think that it is something that would, you know, stop you from wanting to do it. If you do come in and you're not taken seriously, it's you're just very much overlooked as a woman in this.
And because I see an opening from looking at some of the messages coming in, especially about mechanics. There's definitely an opening for a car repair shop that has only female mechanics because women would come to you in their droves.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. When a woman comes in, even I can see just other men looking at her being like, do you know what you're asking for and things like that. And yeah. I've seen women come in saying, this mechanic wouldn't take me seriously, or he tried to rip me off. And I know about my car, but they just wouldn't, you know, they wouldn't take me seriously. They were overcharging because they didn't think I knew anything about my car.
Yeah, so until that sort of attitude stops, women just won't get into jobs like that.
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, until you're taken seriously as a woman, you're going to feel more safe around women. So I definitely think more women in the industry will make other women feel more comfortable coming into places and wanting to explore that career path as well.
All right, good to talk to you, Kelly. Thanks very much indeed. And let me just squeeze in somebody else who works as a body repairs. Is that right, Jody?
Yeah, car body repair.
Okay, so like panel beating and stuff like that.
Yeah, I love it. It's great.
And what did you want to say about this? Have you had any issues being a woman in the trade that you're in?
I did once. I had a guy come in with his car and he insisted to the boss that he didn't want me to do it. So my boss had the other guy that worked with us, had him fix it, him spray it, and the guy ruined it. And your man came in the next day and was fuming, and of course I fixed it. And then he was delighted and I proved him wrong.
Very good. Fair play to you. So other than that, you are taken seriously and it's a job that you thoroughly enjoy by the sounds of it.
I think at the start, people were kind of a little bit apprehensive about it, but that just spurred me on to prove them wrong.
Well, fair play to you.
But you do have to have a little bit of a thick skin because...
I was about to say that. Listening to that last caller where men nearly look through her when she's working in the garage, you need to have a thick skin and just get on with it.
Yeah, and you get the odd little perv as well that, you know, likes to bring it to a woman if, you know, you're attractive.
What, a woman in overalls and stuff like that?
Yeah, some of the men were really into that.
Which is crap that you shouldn't have to put up with just to do your bloody job, really, is it?
Do you know what? It didn't bother me that much. I enjoyed the work. It's not as, like, panel beating and spraying cars, it's not as mucky as what people seem to think. Mm. It's actually really intricate, detailed work, and you're mixing paint and, you know, you're fixing small little damages and polishing a car. It's a little bit different to mechanicing.
I know, of course it is. And in fact, I've dropped my car in to be repaired after scratches and whatever, and I'm always amazed at how it comes back looking brand new. How do they actually do that?
Yeah.
So it is a great skill. Great to talk to you, Jody. Thanks. Whereabouts are you based? You're in England, are you?
Just up the north, actually.
Oh, just up
I'm
the
from
north.
Dublin, but I'm up the north.
You're up the north. All right. Good to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed. And let's squeeze in a couple more WhatsApps. This is Bob.
Lads, if the government wants to give the women the $3,000 to go up off their arse and do the same job as a man, do you not think that's unfair, no? After all, we're supposed to be all equal this day and age, so I can't see why they get $3,000. Get up off your arse and just do what the men do. And if you don't like it, well, lump it. Good luck.
All right. Lisa.
Adrian, just listening to the conversation there about the incentive for the employers. And I'm just wondering, you know, is that going to open the floodgates in the opposite direction? So if you have an employer who has two candidates, one's a male, one's a female, and they opt with the female because they want the extra incentive in monetary terms, what's to stop that other candidate in taking a case because they're being discriminated against because they're male? You know, and I think, you know, as a society, just a bit of common sense, you know, in a lot of these jobs, there's a reason you don't see women in them because, you know, if you're a builder or something like that, you know, it's physically demanding. It's not to say a woman can't do it, but traditionally they're male jobs. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Like, we just need to not lose sight of a bit of common sense. So I just think that's the way it might go.
And that's similar to the last message. Mary sent us this.
Hi, this is Mary in Sandyford. I think the problem actually goes even before people applying for jobs. If you look at kids' toys, like all the building kind of toys, the more masculine job roles that have toys in that area, they're all geared for boys. It's got better, you know, Bob the Builder has now got Wendy, but, you know, kids are actually grown up to be programmed not to even consider those jobs if they're male versus female.
Okay, Kev.
Hey, Adrian. I don't agree with this type of social engineering, trying to giving employers the incentive to take on more women and stuff like that in roles that women themselves won't choose. The answer to this question is that, on average, men are more interested in things. On average, women are more interested in people, so they'll choose jobs based on those things. I'm not saying women can't do what men do and men can't do what women do, but if you give them the freedom of choice, they'll choose jobs such as men will choose plumbers, engineering, stuff like that, and women will get into social worker, teachers, nurses, and stuff like that. So when you give men and women the freedom of choice, they'll choose these jobs, and that's what we should be promoting, the freedom of choice. By all means, give everybody an equal opportunity, but we can't complain when we start choosing the things that we're interested in.
This message is a little bit of an eye-opener from Lynn.
Hey, Adrian. Sorry I can't come on, but I applied for an electrician apprenticeship and an auto upholsterer one, and my dad is actually an upholsterer himself, so I know quite a bit about the work, and I didn't even get back a phone call or even a letter to say thanks for your inquiry. So I think the minute they see a girl's name applying for it, they don't even bother. They're just like, oh, that's a woman, like... I'm not in any way girly girl with the nails or the makeup or anything like that, so wouldn't bother me to do a bit of grafting, but I just think men think that we can't do it because we're female, so that's my point on it.
All right, and one final message from Brenda.
Miles, the financial benefit of women working in those industries would be astronomical to families. Like, we all know a family where the dad might be a roofer or a painter or a plasterer and the mother stays at home and looks after the kids, because if she was to go and find work in a typical minimum wage job, there'd be near no point because the price of childcare in Ireland. But the wages are so good in trade industries that if the man and dad were to work in the same industry, if they have the same kind of job, imagine the financial benefit on a family. Like, there's so many incentives for women to get out there and apply for these jobs, and I hope they do.
All right, very good, Brenda. Thank you very much indeed for your message. Thank you, all of you, for your messages. Very interesting conversation as well.
98FM's Dublin Talks. Live, weekday mornings from 10 with Adrian Kennedy.
Never miss a podcast. Just hit subscribe.